A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself, with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband and come back." The woman answered and said to him, "I do not have a husband." Jesus answered her, "You are right in saying, 'I do not have a husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one speaking with you." At that moment, his disciples returned and were amazed that he was talking with a woman. But still, no one said, "What are you looking for?" or "Why are you talking with her?" The woman left her water jar and went into the town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me everything I have done. Could he possibly be the Christ?" They went out of the town and came to him. Meanwhile, the disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat of which you do not know." So the disciples said to one another, "Could someone have brought him something to eat?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say in 4 months the harvest will be here? I tell you, look up and see the fields ripe for the harvest. The reaper is already receiving payment and gathering crops for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper can rejoice together. For here the saying is verified that one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the work, and you are sharing the fruits of their work." Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him because of the word of the woman who testified, "He told me everything I have done." When the Samaritans came to him, They invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word, and they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today's reading from the Gospel of John is quite lengthy one, and being human, many of us let our minds wander, thinking of things unrelated to the Gospel. This is human nature. Our attention span varies, but for most of us, it lasts only about 15 minutes. The people in the desert, in the first reading, also had what we would call short attention or memory, though not as short as 15 minutes. For all the miracles God had shown them were soon forgotten when they became thirsty. Instead of praising God and giving him thanks for everything, they grumbled and tested the Lord. It was through Moses' intercession that God listened to the people. It was through Moses God gave water to the people, saving their mortal lives. Moses is a symbol for what Jesus does for us. Moses led the people out of Egypt. Jesus leads us out of sin. Through Moses, life-saving water is given to the thirsty people in the desert, saving their mortal lives. Through Jesus, salvation of our immortal lives, and he is the living water, which is the life of grace. In the gospel reading, the woman must return to the well often, because the water that she carries lasts only a very short time. We can go through life like this woman, searching for the little things in life that satisfy our thirst. Perhaps pleasure, the latest news, an interesting job, or a friendship. But the satisfaction is limited. We must return time and time again. In this searching to satisfy our thirst, how many times do we border on the sinfulness of life? Or do we even sometimes dip into the sinfulness, or maybe even plunge into sin? The woman in the gospel was searching for love, but in it she had 5 husbands and was living with a man that she was not married to. Jesus knew her sins without being told. He talked and instructed her because of the true love he had for her and all of humankind. Yes, for all of humankind. Even today, he talks and instructs us through the readings. In the second reading in Romans, Paul tells us, "For Christ, while we were still helpless, died at the appointed time for the ungodly." We were still helpless because Jesus had not yet died for our salvation, nor for the forgiveness of our sins. Our sins were forgiven when we were baptized. All our sins up to that point were forgiven. After that, we have to cooperate in our salvation. We must confess our sins and be sorry for them. W.C. Fields was a professed atheist. On his deathbed, a friend found him reading the Bible. His friend asked, "Bill, what are you doing?" W.C. answered, "Looking for loopholes." There are no loopholes in going to heaven. Jesus has opened the gates. They are the gates of the narrow door in which one can easily enter, but not if one is puffed up in his chest with pride, self-importance, or indifference to the church. Jesus has left us the sacrament of reconciliation to help us enter through the narrow gate. Jesus will instruct us, forgive our sins that we confess and are sorry for, and he will fill us with graces to repel the devil. All this for our salvation. But as stated before, we must cooperate. We must go to the sacrament in order to receive the sacrament. The definition of reconciliation is to be reunited. Therefore, the sacrament of reconciliation is a reuniting with God. Tomorrow at 7 p.m. at St. George, there will be a reconciliation service. My prayer is that everyone will come and be united closer to Jesus in this Lent and Easter season. In the bulletin, there is an insert on the examination of conscience to help you discern how much reuniting we need with God.